New legislation will help free up state money for drought relief efforts. The money won't help growers get all the water they need, but it will help offset some of the community's costs caused by the drought. Together, SB 103 and SB 104 create a $687 million drought relief plan, which redirects money in the state budget and draws from two previously approved bonds. Here's how the money is to be divided. $475 million in accelerated grant funding for water conservation and recycling projects. Another $15 million for communities running low on drinking water supplies. And finally, $47 million for food and housing assistance for people in communities most affected by the drought. We spoke recently with Andy Souza, director of the Community Food Bank, which helps provide food in some of those areas, namely some of the rural areas of Fresno County, where most of the residents are farm workers.
We've been anticipating, based on what we saw in 2009, that when we had a 25% water allocation, we were serving an additional 15,000 to 18,000 families a month. We're afraid that number is going to probably reach 20,000 to 25,000 now. And that's not only is it a larger number, but right now we're serving about 6,000 families in the west side of Fresno County. And unfortunately, what that means is right now that's supplemental food. That's 3-4 days worth of food. We're going to unfortunately be transitioning to maybe 4 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks worth of food to 20 to 25,000 people. So that's going to be a huge impact on us.
With farmers planting less crops and losing money because of the drought, fewer farm workers are needed. Hundreds of thousands of people around the state are bracing for some very tough times ahead. Meanwhile, the new legislation will also increase penalties for illegally diverting water. The legislation will take effect immediately once signed by the governor. I'm Sabrina Hill, and this is AgNet West.